You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
I've hit the go live button.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that's oh my god. All right, good. That's on silent. All phones are on silent. Oh man. Oof. All right, so before I get like this show, like this little like intro part, like we're trying to get everything live and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I will say this, like doing that yoga this weekend, which Sunday's usually like my rest day, but mm-hmm. I end up doing like what 5+ hours of like posture yoga and working on the 26 yoga poses on Bikram, just like concentrating on each pose each time. Oh, like one of the poses, like it just took all the stress out of my lower back and I couldn't pay attention afterwards. I just wanted to go to sleep. I felt like, I was like, I just want to lay down here and go sleep.
You're like, oh, my back feels amazing. All right. I'll talk to you guys in 4 hours.
Yeah. Like, just wake me up. Especially because, like, the room is still heated, too. So it's like not super hot, but like that gentle, warm hug heat. Mm-hmm. You know? So it's not too cold, not too warm. It feels like you just underneath a blanket, but no blanket. So, anyways.
Once you get to a certain age, you'll realize that afternoon naps are the best thing in the world that God ever invented.
I'm already there.
I mean, yes and no. I mean, I just don't sleep. You see? Harry, you have to understand that on Saturday, I went to bed at 5 o'clock. Like, when you messaged me mm-hmm. at 4 in the morning, I was still awake from the day before. And I went to bed at 5 o'clock, woke up at 8, rolled over and slept for 2 more hours.
Oh, my God. I was asleep.
And it was done.
I was sitting there. I text you on the toilet waking up.
Yeah, I was up for another hour after that.
Drinking some water, getting ready for yoga. Text you, see what's going on. Like Christy is out walking the dog and being low key. Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. One of the OG key holders here on Low Key. Thank you, everyone. And welcome to an exciting episode of Low Key on the We Are Libertarians Network. My name is Harry, a.k.a. The Moving Target. And it's going to be an interesting episode today. We'll be discussing what's going on with all these folding chair memes. And can we convince Reinhold to watch Cowboy Bebop because he made me read the stupid indictment, which was a waste of my life. I did need to read this thing.
You might have another one to read in a couple days.
Oh, no. I refuse. I'm going to need you to finish Cowboy Bebop before I read another one of these. I'm sorry. It's just like, all right, I know all this. It's just like, oh, yeah. Okay, so these are crimes? Okay. So I was like, what the hell? Why? Like, it's like I care, but I don't. But I was like, this is some. All right, like one of these is serious crimes. Some of this is BS, but this one here is serious. And so it's like, I can't wait to see like how they figured out about it, how they found out about it. So this one at least is going to be interesting, other than like the boring Alan Bragg ones in New York. That one's boring as hell. No one gives a damn about him. Hope he loses his reelection campaign. He's a loser. You know, I thought the Georgia one, actually, no, because the Georgia one I want to read. The Georgia one I really, really want to read. That's the one I want to read. Out of the rest of them, all boring ways. The only one I've always wanted to stick my teeth in is the Georgia one, because that's the one I've cared about. So you're going to get that one for free for me. But as we talk about this and you're speaking without being introduced, we all see, as you guys know, I do not work alone. I bring everyone else with me. So Reinhold, who you've been hearing talking because he's messing with me. Reinhold, introduce yourself. Say hi.
Hi, how you doing? And Vincent started first. I don't want to hear about it. You guys were talking about staying up late. Were you staying up late because of Baldur's Gate 3? Because everybody else has. Because it's apparently the best game that ever invented in the world, right? So, and I can't say anything because I'm playing it myself. It's actually pretty fun.
I was going to say, did you play this game?
It's actually a lot of fun. It's fifth edition D&D, so there's that problem. But other than that,
wow, <Randall.
laughs> give me 3.5 or something. I don't wow. like 5e that much. So,
yeah.
But the storylines is pretty. What's really cool is you can play a complete evil character in this game. Is you actually can do it, kill off companions, do all kinds of crazy stuff. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, as Reinhold works on getting 1,000 hours in that game, Vincent's also here, who stayed up all night robbing banks.
Well, that was Friday. We stayed up till 1 to rob banks, and then I woke up to go to work at like 7. Mm-hmm. I actually had to be at work at 8, so I woke up at like 6 o'clock, and I went to bed at like 1 or 2. Mm-hmm. And then the following day, our stream friend KJ wanted to introduce us to one of her favorite animes, and it was not meant for me. It's like the best way to describe it is just like 90s Twilight trash.
Oh, okay, all right. I figured.
Yeah, no, it's
the heck did she have?
You called Vampire Knight. And
oh, bad! Don't watch
yeah,
that.
No, we watched it. Me, producer Paul, her, and internet friend Zikri. And
Dude,
you have no idea. Like the main character sucks. She has a weapon that she does nothing with. Like it's like this weapon is meant to fight vampires, and every vampire just throws it out of the way. It's like it doesn't do anything.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember watching an anime called Vampire Hunter or something like that back in the day. That's
a good one.
Far superior.
Yeah, it's a great one. Vampire Hunter D.
Yep,
that's it. Man, I remember that.
Yeah.
Somebody made me watch that. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we ended up staying up watching that.
It wasn't too tentacly, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Go to the vampire school.
Well, during the day it's a regular human school, but at night it's a vampire school. So, but they're not supposed to interact. But all the human girls are fangirling over the vampire characters. It's like they're lambs for the slaughter. They should just be eaten.
Oh my god! I can't believe you.
You watched like 5 episodes of it.
You know,
we even gave it the best shot because producer Paul agreed to watch it subbed, not even dubbed.
Oh, the dub's terrible.
Oh, the dubs made it even worse.
You guys wouldn't have made it. You wouldn't have made it with the dub.
Having one of your main characters talk like this the entire time he's on screen makes it impossible for me to want to care at all about your main character.
Because
I got some of the reaction channels I've been watching.
So when she first brought it up, like wanting to watch this anime, it's like I kind of like remembered it, but I also remember like I didn't like it. Decided to watch like the first like 15 minutes of it, and then I started watching it. Go like, oh, now I remember this is trash. memory unlocked. Yeah. Bad. This is bad.
But like I said, it's definitely I can see what the appeal was. Especially at the time, and for the fan base that it was going for, it's like the same people who watched Black Butler would have watched this.
Hey, Black Butler was good until they ruined it.
But again, this is not meant for me, but I'm still criticizing it because the main character is useless.
Well, it's a 90s anime.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, of course, there's a lot of animes that are good until they ruined it, like Naruto. It was good until they ruined it.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you describe like 90% of most things. Game of Thrones is good until they ruined it. And they ruined it so bad that nobody even talks about it.
Oh, man. Like,
and nobody cares that the last books aren't coming out because no one wants to read the ending.
The Lord of the Rings movies were good until they ruined it by releasing the Hobbit movies.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody talks about the Hobbit movies anymore.
I will say this, like some of the clips I've been watching from Star Trek, what is it, Brave New World, something like that? They're this Strange season of Strange New Worlds, whatever. This season, which I haven't watched about because I only watched like the clips because it's like, you know, when they did the crossover Lower Decks, but that other one, which was like the a musical episode, right? And I've seen some clips from that, and oh my god, that's just like this is great. I could, there's some old Star Trek people that hate it, but like I was like, okay, but I was like, but this is for you. This is me who grew up with Joss Whedon. And I love this, and I feel bad because I can understand some of them hating it, but it's just like, this is great. I like this.
I can't understand why anybody would hate Strange New World, especially the old Star Trek people, because it is literally, it's just the old Star Trek with better graphics and sets and everything else. And better acting. Yeah. I'll give you that.
And maybe there's the something better. If I sit and actually watch this and just watching clips on YouTube, like, cause the singing like K-pop Klingons. Okay. All right.
That was the best one. That was good. And Jess Bush and her song, her voice.
Oh, hold on.
The sultry, I can't even begin to describe.
Oh, yeah. Spoilers. There's K-pop Klingons. I apologize. That was a
spoiler. I apologize now, even though I already spoiled
it. You got to show it. You got to show the K-pop Klingons.
Shut up.
Just that little clip. Just a little clip. Of
No.
Yes, you can do it. Yeah, fine.
Hold up. We want to do reaction stuff. This is reaction. I'm going to get some dinner real quick while it's playing, and I'll be back.
It's literally like, what, 15 seconds or something?
Yeah, it is 15 seconds. I will tell you, like the thing I tried to tell you with podcasts and YouTube, stuff like that you're supposed to get into the meat of your subject within the first 30 seconds, because they say that's when people like turn off, stuff like that. We have blown way past that, which I always wanted, like, it's probably like some channels do like really well, and ours does like, we do okay for what we are, but like, is it because we don't get to the meat of everything in 30 seconds? People just get bored.
I think our conversations are the meat of the subject. I think the subject are just an excuse for us to talk. Consider that.
Switches around unless we specifically do a research heavy episode. Oh. Which is fair.
Which I'm fine with doing research heavy episodes. I'm not fine on like rants, people ranting on like a subject with people in the room, you know?
Yeah.
You know.
Reinhold rants, man.
Well, like, or if it's a Reinhold explain, which we're going to have to do some Reinhold explain episodes. Like I've got next, like, oh, I was going to do this after the show anyways, but like next Monday, I was going to send Reinhold like a clip I want him to react to. Which is going to be politics. So if you want to come, Vincent, it's okay. Oh, if you don't, right, you can take next Monday off. It's just going to be Reinhold, and I've got this Tim Pool clip.
That's right. That's the one where I'm tagging out with producer Paul.
So, Reinhold, get your blood pressure cuff ready. I found it. I was sitting like, this is gold. This will trigger the crap out of Reinhold. Safe. Download. Put this here. This is great. This is gonna be gold. I can't. You're muted, Reinhold. He's muted. I'm sure he's just swearing.
I found a funny little note the other day. Somebody was like, one of the weirdest thing that happened throughout the pandemic was that the drummer for the Offspring was fired because he was anti-vax, and the main guy who is in the Offspring is like a geneticist. I mean, he's got degrees in genetics. He's really smart. Yeah. He wasn't having none of it. So he kicked him out of the band because of it. Yes. Then he went to go play in a band with Tim Pool as their drummer.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hilarious to me. Which that blew up. Everybody's like, I can't believe you do it. It's like, well, you've got to understand, like, you've got someone next to you going like, listen here, this thing does this, this does this, blah, 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 blah. And it probably just, I'm sure, like, it had been a huge argument. And I'm sure it wasn't a flippant thing or a contract.
No, you know, because those people, those guys were just incessant with it. They wouldn't just shut up about it, right? It was just like, nah, nah, nah. So it's like, I'm sure he just was like, get the fuck away from me.
Right. I can't.
Bands break up because of girls. They're going to break up because of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of bands.
I just got done watching somebody reacting to Spinal Tap. I mean, bands break up for the craziest reasons.
Oh my god, Spinal Tap. Oh man, we should do a watch together on the Discord. Watch some Spinal Tap.
Dog and Best in Show is probably my favorite of the mockumentaries. And Mighty Wind is great because it's the same guys from Spinal Tap playing in a band as just side characters. And it's, they're saying playing the same instruments in the same band. They're old and they're playing folk music. But it's still the Spinal Tap guys. The people play those characters playing together. It's great. And they, what they used to do, and the reason that band came about is because when Spinal Tap went on tour back in the 80s and stuff, when the movie was out, they had this folk group that they were playing with that they had put together that would come out and open for them. So they would come out as this folk group opening for Spinal Tap and get booed off the stage, go back, get into their makeup, come out as Spinal Tap to cheers.
Okay. All right. All right.
That's true story.
Two things. Didn't know about that.
Nope.
Second thing I didn't know, I didn't know Spinal Tap actually went on tour.
They have several tours. Yeah. Those guys are actually really good good players. Yeah.
I knew they were good musicians, but I didn't know they actually went on tour.
I think they did a tour about a decade, a little, you know, not too long ago. It was like maybe 8 to 9 years ago. I think I remember seeing them going on just for fun.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. For funsies, shoots and giggles. All right.
So Mighty Wind, it's a mockumentary, but it's about a folk music show being put on. So it's some of the funniest stuff. If you like music.
I hate it, actually. Hate music.
Best in Show, seriously, probably my favorite of all of them. For Your Consideration is another good one that didn't get a lot of attention of the Chris Guest mockumentaries. But.
All right, well, maybe we'll do like a let you go through and explain some more things or something like that. But first, we've got to get you to watch Cowboy Bebop. All right, we really need you to watch Cowboy Bebop.
I mean, you probably really should. As a person, like, I feel like Cowboy Bebop would match your personality so well. There's like the themes of spirituality and like spiritualism that's throughout the series. That's also a part of them adding in, you know, spaceships and well animated choreographed fight scenes.
Yeah, the anime, not the Netflix trash. Not that. Watch the anime.
No. Okay, so here's, I saw something along the lines of this. So this will tell you my views on things. The today dropped the first trailer for the final season of Archer.
Yes.
So yes. If we're talking Archer level type of show, we're okay. I would be good with that.
Cowboy Bebop is far superior than Archer. It's an art. It's a work of art.
No, you can't. No.
Here's the difference, right? Cowboy Bebop is much more of a serious. While there is some jokiness to it, it's nowhere near as comedy based as Archer. Not
focused comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, but
they, as long as there's good comedy in it, it's not just so dry that you.
No. The characters' personalities are distinct, and Spike's spirituality is one of his major driving factors of who he is, and they use symbolism very well, and without going heavy handed and too overboard with things, it's just a really great series that I feel like if you just go, fine, I'll sit down and watch it. You'll come back to us like, oh, I'm glad I watched that.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, you caught up on Archer though. That's I've been away. I kind of stopped watching after the pool. So,
Okay,
that's fair.
That's fair.
I mean, that's fine. I haven't. I have like a season of Harley Quinn to watch. I haven't even.
Well, it sucks because the best character on the show passed away.
What else? So,
no, I mean, well, that character passed away, but I mean, talking about the actor who played the character of Archer's mom passed away.
Yes.
And she was amazingly funny. I mean, and people talk about Leslie Nielsen. It's just like, okay, she's like our version of Leslie Nielsen. Like she was a serious actor for a long time, but when she got into comedy, bam, it was just nailed it. It was hilarious. And I just found out, apparently people have known this for a while, but I just found out that they are remaking or rebooting, what's the name of this? Police Squad. They have recast who will be playing Frank Drummond with a guy named Liam Neeson.
No.
I'll let that sit for there for a little bit.
I don't know what Police Squad is.
Police Squad. 33 and a third.
What?
It's like the Airplane follow-up. It was actually came out before Airplane on TV.
Did it? Oh, okay.
Well, I think I remembered it coming out before, but when I went back and looked at the timeline, they did Airplane, and then I guess the show came out, was in production while Airplane was hitting the theater. So it'd come on after, but I think it was in production before or something like that. It was more than
Okay. All right.
But I watched it when it came out on TV. It was my favorite. It was my favorite shows, and of course got canceled 13 episodes in.
Yeah. So. Police Squad is a comedy take on a lot of the buddy cop movies. So it was just like, let's turn everything up. Let's, you know, have the buddy cop. Let's have the plot. And just kind of like throw like massive jokes on it. If you really want to watch them, like, you know, which I don't know if there's anything really terrible in it anymore. I haven't watched it in years.
Well, I mean, it does have O.J. Simpson. And
well, O.J.'s not guilty, so you're good.
Well, he was guilty of trying to hold those people up with the gun. So.
Yeah, that he was guilty of. Yeah. So, all right. So they got Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Who else they got?
I don't know. That's the only one I know that they've cast, that they've announced. But there were like talks he wanted to do it. They thought he might be good at it. So then they made the announcement that he was going to do it. And then I was watching somebody reacting to a movie. And it was a comedy movie or something. It was Ted. And I think it was Ted or Ted 2. I don't remember which one. But Liam Neeson comes in and he's like, Lucky Charms. These are just tricks. These are just for kids, right? I'm not a kid. I can have them. And he played it so straight, but so hilarious. The guy who was reacting to it went, oh, I could see him playing that character now because of that. I can see him doing it.
See, Harry, you said OJ, and all I could think of, they just replaced with Marshawn Lynch. The running back, they have another running back take the spot.
That's hilarious.
That could work.
That could work. Now I'm just thinking like who they're going to get, it's going to get come in. It should be fun, you know.
Yeah. Well, the TV show wasn't a takeoff buddy cop movies. The TV show is takeoff of like Adam 12 and Dragnet and things like that. All those shows that were out at the time.
So, 'cause I know about Naked Gun, but I didn't know about.
Well, Naked Gun is right. That's why I couldn't remember Naked Gun, but I remember Police Squad because of the show. Yeah.
They're fine. It's all that line. It's great. But it's
Tucker Brothers. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's hilarious. We have to rewatch it now to feel like, all right, so how bad is this?
Like, oh, this can't show this to people today.
Yeah. Just, you know, any of these jokes become tasteless. Let's find out.
Yeah, I was watching somebody react to Vacation just before the show, and they were doing the scene where they're going through St. Louis, downtown St. Louis with the the blight and everything. Hey, look at the blight here. And the person watching is a millennial, and she's like, You can't do this. It was funny, but it didn't age well. You can't do that today or something like that. Like,
oh, man. You know what did age very well? It's the Richard Pryor movie Moving. Go back and rewatch that.
The Toy.
What? Oh, man.
Toy. Yeah. Where he bought a black man. that was actually bad at the time. I remember at the time a lot of people were complaining about that movie. You imagine it now.
But you could really make that movie. Imagine it's a YouTuber, right? This is someone that just stole our idea. Dang.
Hey, guys. Mr. Beast here. Today's episode. So to talk about this, because it popped in my head, because I talk about Liam Neeson. Did you know there's an episode of Atlanta where Liam Neeson plays himself, and one of the characters has a whole conversation with him about the whole racist rant that he had.
What?
Yeah. Oh like in character, one of the characters has a and like Donald Glover has like a comment, he was doing an interview. He's like, man, I have no idea how we got Liam to do this. like one of the producers knew a guy and they asked Liam and he's like, are you sure you want to do this?
He's like, yeah, I'm sorry for what I did. And I'm gonna, let's go do this.
I love it when you know, people are like that and they kind of take it like somebody, Matt Damon was in an interview the other day and he's like, people come up to me and they either ask me, how are them apples? Or they just say, Matt Damon. You know, from Team Police. You know he's laughing. Yeah. He's got to say, okay, I'll take it. At some point, you got to let it go.
Yeah, and I'm always upset with the Snyderverse that we did not get Matt Damon as the Green Arrow. Come on, perfect. Okay, great, but we didn't get that. So
the only thing would be funnier if it was Red Hood.
Too old for that. It's too old.
The thing is that he was the sidekick. Oh, man. Left and turned to become a badass for no reason.
I know. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah. All right. So we're almost 30 minutes in this episode. We ain't talking about the subject. We just talked about the other subject about trying to get Brian on to watch Cowboy Bebop and just bullying him to watching that. But so, as you may know, as some of you may know, that earlier this month, stuff started to pop off in a small town in Alabama. Now, admittedly, that weekend, I wasn't paying attention. I didn't know what the heck was going on. All I saw was a bunch of chair stuff and people fighting. And I was just like, what the heck's going on?
It was the chair memes. And it's right. Like, and that's why you don't do things in a small town. Okay.
Well, I was watching, I think it was Monday, and I'm seeing all these memes pop up and where it's like, these are the Avengers, and they had the big circles and the guys coming out and things like that. And I'm like, and I said in the chat, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to look up what this is. And of course, Dear Leader was like, here's the link. Here's all the stuff for it.
Yeah, everything.
Been on it the whole weekend watching it, right?
Because he clearly wanted to make sure that he could laugh at it, that these memes were okay. Okay. Yeah. Oh, Jackie goes, Get Smart was great too. Random Gen X thoughts. Oh, man. Smart. Oh, man. Oh, man. That's now that one they could really do again. I would go for some more Get Smart movies.
The movie they made wasn't too bad. Man, that TV show was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, I really want like a good, like the British, like the Avengers. Like, granted, you know, the other one they did was Sean Connery. You know, and Uma, it was good. It was good for Avengers. It was hokey for it, but I want another one. You know, sorry, I probably not the only person that wants that. I was getting ready. I wanted to name my daughter Emma Peel, and I got voted out. So, yeah, because she kept saying like only old people would get it. It's like, yeah, and they would respect it and think it's amazing.
Well, they had the woman who played Emma Peel. She was recently in Doctor Who a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And her daughter in the show was played by her daughter in real life, and they were getting her maybe to do the Avengers or something. Like it was some weird thing that they were trying to do with her. Yeah,
yeah, trying to get the Avengers to come. Yeah, because like it. Anyways,
just have it with his daughter. Yeah.
Yep.
They did it. I think they did a parody of it or something like that, where they had the girl from Absolutely Fabulous, that I love, the tall blonde playing that character. Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kaczynski?
I can't pronounce it. Don't ask me. I watched the crap, but I watched the crap of Absolutely Fabulous.
You know? Oh, Absolutely Fabulous is the best.
Yeah. Vincent over here doesn't know what we're talking about.
You're watching Absolutely Fabulous. You're watching The Young Ones.
Whoa.
We're getting you on some old stuff.
You're watching one show, and it's like, here's the 18 I demand you watch.
No. But you got to understand, show. Young Ones is only like four seasons, like six episodes each. It's not a big watch.
Neither's Cowboy Bebop.
It's like Cowboy Bebop's like 52 episodes of first season, no. 12 seasons long or something.
No, it's like 24 episodes.
Yeah, it's 24 episodes.
Look out of here, Reinhold.
Barely longer than Firefly. Okay.
Look out of here, Reinhold.
You're hurting me now.
Yeah, I'm not giving you this super long series, sir. No, I was more laughing that we started getting the topic and immediately tangent after Harry was complaining not getting to the topic.
We hadn't mid 30 minutes yet. We really shouldn't be doing that. You got to do time codes, right? So you know, you got to re-edit the show and just go in and say, and if you want to watch, if you want to hear the actual topic, go to time code 3515 or something like that.
Well, I have been practicing with my Adobe Premiere to like make like shorts and edits. I just haven't felt like editing them and uploading them. I've edited them. I've done it here on the computer and like sit there and do it, you know, but it's just like.
You just got to hit the button.
I just realized like I'm just out of practice of doing this and Premiere has changed a lot. So I'm just kind of like just messing with our videos and getting practice with it. I eventually, but I don't know if they're any good. So once I get good of just making them, I will upload them and see how we go for it. But that's here or there. Back to the subject. So apparently the fight began the evening of Saturday, August the 5th, when a pontoon boat blocked a city-owned riverboat from docking in its designated space after returning from a dinner cruise. Now, I've been on one of these riverboats, not in Alabama, but I've been on one of these river cruise boats when you're, you know, you've been out drinking on the boat because you ain't got nowhere to go. You know, the wife and I, when we go do it, we do it in one in Cincinnati because you can easily sit there, drink, and walk back to a hotel. And you're on the Kentucky side, so the fun side of Cincinnati called Newport. You know, don't go to the boring side of Cincinnati is in Ohio. That's the boring. Don't go there. They get too many rules. The Kentucky side is more fun. But anyways, so they're trying to go back to the with more than 200 passengers aboard. This three-story boat needed to disembark. The river co-captain took another vessel to shore to move the pontoon boat, and was attacked by several white people from the private boat. So basically, another boat was docked in their spot. This is their spot. This is they're supposed to park. And when they came, they clearly asked them, like, "Hey, can you move the boat?" Well, these drunk white people told him to go pound sand, blah, 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 and had a disagreement. And then the bat signal.
Then he tried to move the boat. That's what it was. He tried to move the boat, and they got angry at him for touching his stuff.
Yeah.
And then they started attacking him. However, if you watch the video, the thing that makes me laugh is that they give him enough time to throw his hat off and then look back down at him, and then they attack him. That was
The remakes of that? Yeah. Have you seen the remakes that people have done about that? Where they have the guy who goes, takes his hat, and he goes...
and it just goes. Just.
It's just so great. It's just that moment.
Then there's like choreography.
They both look at the hat, and they all, then the guy bum rushes him.
Yeah. And the fight and the hilarity ensues as this fight between different people of different backgrounds start ensuing because of the argument they are having. Well, that co-captain was down there. Got outnumbered by the other people on the boat because they had all his buddies there on his other boat. They was trying to get it moved. And everyone saw that hat, saw her, the scuffle was going on. So they saw their buddy getting jumped. And well, you know, everyone else had to go jump in.
One guy literally jumped off the boat.
Yeah, one person jumped off the boat.
And swam over there.
Swam.
Which I think surprised everybody, if they I remember swim right. Now?
They surprised me too, okay?
I didn't know that you were involved to that point.
Yeah.
I just noticed that it was interesting that there were people jumping in who obviously weren't part of either boat, didn't know really what was going on, but they were picking sides based off of the colors of the people fighting.
Okay, yeah. That did happen.
Let's be real with what happened here.
I don't know. I probably would be susceptible to that too. Like, what's going on? Especially when the people are getting beat up, half staff, security, you know, professional looking jerseys on, and the other people are just drunk white guys with no shirts on. I'll probably start swinging too. But, you know, that's me. You know, and let's see, like this poor woman was getting like this poor people gets like someone brought out a chair, and that's the you know, the main meme people see is the folding chair from the riverboat crews coming out, you know, coming in, you know, like I think I sent you the Mankind
Mick Foley
fully seeing all these chair beams, yeah, right on the folding chairman on the board, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah,
like a bunch of people comparing it to WWE. Saying he should have took a 5-second pose afterwards.
So, what I didn't get about that Because okay. when I watched the video, that was the kind of the end of it. Mm-hmm. It looked like to me it was that the cops were kind of there, but they were just kind of letting it run its course. Because people were just kind of pushing on each other, kind of maybe hitting each other a little bit. They weren't really doing anything.
The cops were outnumbered.
That chair, mm-hmm. And he hit the woman who was sitting on the ground, mm-hmm. defenseless, mm-hmm. and smacked her so hard, I thought her neck broke.
Right.
They immediately jumped on that guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, he's going to jail. Then mm-hmm. I find out that that guy was the fifth person arrested. He was just arrested today.
He yes. voluntarily he turned himself in.
That day?
Voluntarily turned himself in.
Yep.
I mean, how does that happen? How did they let him go with that? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that works. But I know they had him on the ground with four people on him, cuffing him up.
Yeah.
At the time.
Chris, because I think if I saw several people beating one person, I'd be more on the one person's side, or at least try to break it up to get information. Oh, yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah. You would try.
And then that one guy, that one guy who wasn't a part of the original jumping group who tried to help and immediately gets fucking shoved over and beat up, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But the other thing with the cops, they're also outnumbered in the group. You have to understand these cops had to see like two sides fighting, and there wasn't like it's a mob of people at this point, you know, fighting and arguing, you know, unlike the United States cops, as tough as they are, they don't want to take a beat down. You know, British cops don't walk around with guns, but go around and, you know, break up a small brawl like this every, you know, time there's a soccer match going on. You know, United States police don't even, yeah, they couldn't deal with that. They ain't taking a whooping. So they walk it in there. Safe, man. Yeah. They walk into there. They don't want to say, like, hey, they walk in there. You know, and only thing they could do is shoot, especially because someone's going to throw hands at them. Everyone's throwing hands.
Yeah.
It was a crazy mob. But yeah, they did try to stop that one other person, but I think they were also trying to gather information. They also didn't want to incite another riot by trying to do this. So, like, was some of the moves of the police kind of like, for lack of a better word, like, I want to say like political, just tactically like dealing with the powder keg that they had to deal with at that time?
I think they were doing the right thing where they were kind of trying to contain it and not mm-hmm. let anybody else get into it mm-hmm. and watching to make sure it didn't escalate into something that was more dangerous. Like,
correct.
These guys weren't really hurting each other very much. I mean, there was no blood everywhere. They weren't hitting, you know, rocks and everything else. Could have, no one's pulling a knife or a gun. Mm-hmm. So I think it's when he hit that woman with the chair, that's when they jumped in on that one. But right. I think for the most part, they were trying to let it play out a little bit and just kind of let everybody blow off their steam and then go and clean it up.
Yeah. Yeah. There was some, like, if you saw what you watched in this fight video, some of y'all need to take some classes. Y'all throw them like, y'all throw some pillow punches. I'm telling anyone with me, y'all get your hips in it, throwing some good jabs and punches. Come on, you can't be with me.
Their arms just shoving.
They're just shoving people. You know,
bro, just open your hand if you get more force out of it.
Just slap people at that point. Yeah, but yeah, there were some pillow punches. But you know, but another thing, it's. It grew like wildfire. Everyone was talking about it. Everyone was complaining, but like, and we was going to talk about it on Monday, but it's like, I just, even though we've got all the information for it, I was like, I still want more. I wanted to make sure before, like, I crack up and laugh at it, like, this is exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to be like, haha, this happened, and find out on Wednesday, you know.
Yeah. Like, what happened with the kid with the hat and the Indian guy and the stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all got kind of caught up on that one because we saw one view of it, which mm-hmm. didn't show the beginning for the most part and some other angles. So we, you know, some assumptions were made on that one. So it's better to hold off a little bit and at least find out, you know, what's going on with that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's better to be informed it's better to be right than first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't come out enough to do that. Like, if we did daily, hashtag never low key daily. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah, we're not doing that. Yeah, not yet, anyways.
Nah,
never daily. Hashtag never daily. Hashtag never daily.
We'll go daily after the rebrand, and if we get $1,000 in Patreon,
the rebrand is not doing Patreon. I gotta say, business account. It's gonna go through our WordPress site. I'll play with anybody. If we ever decide to take money, it's going to come into our hands and into our pockets, and no one else is, you know, it's going to go through our payment processor. Yeah.
Which is fair. It's fair.
Yeah.
Once, once we hit a donation goal, you get there.
Yeah. I'm going to 100% get, you know, get there. I'm just saying, like,
but
I've got to make sure, like, we are coming up with a good, better product or something. More secure product. I ever decide to, like, tell people to give us money.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but versus anything that I would just buy, like, beer with. But yeah. By the way, thanks, Jackie. Bought me a beer. I appreciate it.
Yeah, since we aren't doing daily content, it's better to just wait for everything to come out and then discuss it.
Oh yeah.
Like I would love to talk about the fires in Hawaii, but there's so much more stuff that's been coming out since then.
That, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, since then that we don't even want to get there.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh man, the before and after photos are the people. Oh god, it is.
None of the fire alarms went off around the state. None of them.
Oh damn.
They only used TV, phone, and radio. None of the actual fire alarms went off, and they've confirmed that that's the case. Yeah, but anyway, going hey, back. Yeah, you're welcome. Say, that's why it's better to be to go later, because you can find out more information. So now that we know that, you know, nobody got seriously injured and it didn't cause a race war.
Not in the Maui thing, but in
this back to Alabama. No race war kicked off, even though, you know, that now we've got, you know, certain people like Chad's like, oh, now that we find out that, you know, black people have Aquaman on their team during the race war, we'll have to watch the rivers. But no, five more people are now facing charges, you know, so, you know, there are people like, are people going to, you know, just like every other investigation, they take time. People are going to press charges. Just because you went home that night doesn't mean you're going to get away with everything that happened that night, you know. And even if you're completely 100% in the right, what happened to you and defending yourself and stuff like that, people still going to want to do an investigation. People still going to press charges to find out, you know, what's going on, you know. It's kind of like like Kyle Rittenhouse. Like, was he in the right? Yeah, but we only found that out after investigation and a good trial, you know, so.
But the good thing is we have, nowadays, we've got a lot of camera footage, multiple angles happening on all these events, right?
Yes.
We may miss the lead up to some of it, but at least we get some documentary evidence of what happened during some of the event, which, you know, you remember 50 years. When I was growing up, they were trying to do race riots, and they were having a little bit more success because it was really tough times back then, and people were shooting each other, literally, because of the color of skin. So, but we didn't have cameras watching and seeing everything, and everybody, it just hit me that, you know, we complain about how our right to privacy, we don't want to have cameras on every corner, you know, like government cameras to everything, but we have more cameras just in people's hands than you could ever imagine government could do.
Yeah, that was the other thing with the thing.
I don't think that they're not
more and more angles of the fight, more and more angles because of people's phones. But to Ryan, to your point, so the back thing that they're doing from that is that the cities are buying businesses their cameras if they just allow them access to the cameras. Like, you know, these are your cameras, but we just want to be able to log into your.
Well, you know, the federal government's got access to, I mean, they're saving all that data on the phones, right? So they've got it in a database. They can go search it. So all that, why put cameras everywhere when people are freely just recording everything for you and you're sucking that up and putting it into a database that you can go look at whenever you want?
That's a conspiracy theory, right? Oh, come on. You can't believe that conspiracy theory that they're doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think if you could just, like, this winter when you're snowed in, can you just, like, research that to make sure you're not spending, like, too much
money? Here's the thing about that, because I know a lot of people say that the government's, like, watching what you do. The government doesn't give five craps what you do unless there's a reason to go looking for it, right? So there's not like somebody sitting there watching every feed that comes in. There's no, they don't have enough time, patience, money, or anything to do that. Right. They just store it into a database. It's searchable. and then they have something happen and they go searching through the database, or somebody's who works there, their wife is maybe cheating on them. So they go into the database and they go start searching. Right. And then they find up information, and that's how they find that. Get it. They're not sitting there watching everything you do.
Right. That's why when you see like a lot of the active shooters, like known to FBI, it's like, yeah, because they probably did something that sparked on the radar and they just saved the information. Right. This wasn't like they came and talked to them. And
a good example is they were so certain that, that Russia hacked the emails back in 2015 or whatever, that hacked the Podesta's emails. And they were like, how do you be so sure it was Russia? Because I'm sitting there watching this and I'm looking at possible Ukraine connections and all the conspiracy theories that were going on and everything like that. And then somebody pointed out to me something in when they released some information that they were saying that this person on this date at this time was on this computer and doing this. And I'm like, how could they know that? And then it hit me. We had already hacked them. We're monitoring this stuff. So when it happens, we just go back and look. I'm like, oh, yeah, Sergey was on this computer and he did this stuff. We just got him keylogged all of it.
Yep. Yeah. 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 I think we we both came to the same conclusion at the same time about that. It's like, how do you know? How you can possibly know? It's a no. Yep. That's a lot of people go like, what's a good private system to be private and not have the government know your stuff? Is like you run like ancient old hardware that and don't let them connect online. Other than that, once you connect to the line, someone's gonna pwn it. Anyways,
that's besides the point. You heard about the new Intel CPU. Was it called Overfall or something like that?
Yeah, is it Overfell or whatever it's called, Yeah.
Luckily my CPU is not vulnerable, so
Yeah, it's fine. Most of the CPU things you got to have physical access for. So long as you've, but if you get physical access, you got to pwned anyways. So,
true.
You know, and I've got my safe machine over there that, has no Wi-Fi. It's too slow for anything else to run on but Puppylytics. So that's when I do get online with it, it's all through the terminal. So good luck. You're going to need an old person to mess with me. I just need most of them to go away. Anyways, that's the point. So back to the riverboat. So they're pulling, which is, like I said, like finding just everyone posting like either like a YouTube, a TikTok, different images, different line images on everything. Brilliant, amazing. I loved every bit of it. It's because it's just like you just kept seeing different angles on it.
Right. You just get more and more information, then you can actually get the full picture of what happened. They parked there illegally. He told them to move. They said no. So by the right, because he works for the city, he tried to move it. They didn't like that, so they attacked him.
Right. Yeah. Which is going to be neat.
Quantum boats are clearly in the wrong. I mean, there's no way.
Yeah.
Clearly in the wrong. Which is going to be neat how this case go up, because like technically this happened on the water, so it's maritime rules.
And port authority control of it, because it's in the port. It's not maritime.
Okay. So, like, I don't know. To me, I think it's going to be interesting because, like, I want to view this as just someone moving, parking like a car in a city car or something like that. But I really feel like this is going to be interesting because it's going to be like probably some antiquated, like, river axes or river rule that's going to get brought up. Like, they're all going to get, like, let go because, yes, in the service of moving a city owned boat, you could. Technically, they could use lethal force or something stupid. Or like, there's going to be like, actually, you guys are going to be going to jail for like 50 years because of this. But we're going to pardon you because like, this is an old rule or something. I'm waiting to see something like that. I really, like, I don't know if the YouTube channel Law and Crime is going to cover the case. Because I'm kind of interested.
I see that you guys violated the T law about pushing stuff into the water. Now you're going to jail for the rest of your life.
It's sorry, Reinhold. That's what I'm interested in. I really want to see what the court case is going to be like.
Well, I'll tell you that there are port rules. So the port rules are a little old, and you can never know what's going to come up in those. But It's clear that, you know, both boats were out there on the lake at mm-hmm. some, it was an ocean. Was it the river or was it an ocean?
It says river on the Alabama riverfront dock. So I don't know if that
is. Okay. So it's probably mm-hmm. up in the Alabama side of the Mississippi or something. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's going to be, yeah. there's funky laws for the Mississippi anyway. So, but it's clearly that they were both out drinking and they both had just come back in. Mm-hmm. So everybody, except for the guys running the actual city boat, were probably wasted.
Right.
Hot beer in the sun, you know, I mean, that's
recipe good for anybody. Recipe for a good time. Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, and I'm not that, sorry, I'm not that familiar with the geography of Alabama. So, I think so. I don't know. I know.
Yeah, Mississippi goes through Louisiana and Alabama kind of cuts in over and it goes up like that. So it's probably Mississippi River, Alabama side.
All right. Jackie goes straight to jail for those salmon pantaloons. For those salmon pantaloons.
Yeah, there's a whole other crimes that were committed there.
Fashion.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The fashion.
Of the limits of Crocs in sport mode was also up there too. I saw that.
Well, somebody busted through their Crocs, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the yeah. Which is probably why some of the pillow punchers coming out. They probably didn't. No one had the shoes to, you know. Throw
they couldn't get any torque in there.
Or in four wheel drive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always why I hated, you know, like dress shoes. You know, you can't. You know, you try to twist it, get some power to you, you're gonna fall on your ass. You know? You know, this, you know, that's probably another reason why I don't like sandals, you know, I'm too hard. I don't want to lose my grip, you know. What if someone needs me?
Plus it's not as much there if you need to hit somebody with your shoe. You want something with a little substance.
I don't know about that, man. There's a whole group of people in the world that are completely scared of sandals. Okay.
Yes, it's slippery.
I have to tell you, there was an amazing lack of wig pulling.
You trying to? If you want to just start,
I mean,
start pulling. Oh man, what's
those are some fights when you see the wigs come off. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's when it gets nasty.
Did you see that YouTuber was like pulling like a? I'm gonna go pull some black women's wigs and like. I think he thought he was gonna die.
I have a death wish. We're going to. I don't feel like moving to Canada, so hey. Here we are.
Yeah. Hey, I'm telling you right now, those wigs are expensive, and she was not throwing pillow punches. Okay.
No. She's fucking throwing straight crosses.
Yeah, crosses. She was just teeing off on him. He had a run.
Yeah.
Don't touch someone's wig.
Around when you get to the wig.
Yeah, don't touch someone's wig. You have no idea how much that wig costs.
Nah, if they start touching the wig, that's when the tables are going to come out. They're going to get 3D through some tables. You knew it was going to happen.
That's human hair.
They touch the hair. Then they look at it, push them, like, Devon, get the tables.
Oh man, you know, it's it was I think it was like there was also a drunken fight that happened. I forget like where it happened. It was like a post on TikTok. Like another white guy was getting hit with a chair somewhere else. It was like, oh no, people just bringing chairs out.
My favorite meme was the one where it's the long shot of the dock. And there's a little space in the middle of the dock. Mm-hmm. So people have been putting stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And my favorite one is that picture of Kid Rock kind of strutting down.
Yeah, strutting down.
that's his people right there. Man.
Mm-hmm. One of the best ones I saw is that this guy had a folding chair into his belt buckle. He's like, yeah, I got that license to carry.
Oh, man. Yeah. Now, here at Loki, we don't condone violence of any kind.
No, I condone defensive violence.
You should. You know.
Harry, do you think they were throwing pillow punches because they were trying to keep kayfabe alive?
Maybe. 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 Maybe.
Don't break kayfabe. It's still real to me, damn it.
It's still real to me. Oh, man. That's like have you seen the video of Mick Foley and Undertaker with, now can we use his real name? I'm not used to saying it now. talking about their Hell in a Cell match, going through like what happens and stuff like that was going on with it. Dude, it was like the breakdown of the fight makes it worse.
Yeah. The fact that he was definitely not supposed to go to the roof of that cage, it just gave way.
It technically like was supposed to, but not like it was. Mm-mm. Because they said we were walking up there and they started to hear the zip ties just snap. So it was like they knew it was going to go, but not that way. Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing is, like, what I didn't know. Okay, this is now we're like, sort of going to the real quick. Is that when the initial, when he fell off, right? Which I didn't notice. I never noticed that. Many times, I think I've watched that match like 10 times. So not a whole bunch, but I never noticed that when they were getting the EMTs and stuff there to get Mick out for that first time, that the cage was raising up to get everything in. I never noticed that.
I mean, yeah, they kind of had to do it somehow.
Never noticed that. And Taker was talking about like, yeah, so I was already high, and then it just kept going higher, and I kept hearing more of the things just trying to give way, and I'm just holding on. Just like, dear God.
Oh, God.
That's some scary stuff.
In 80s and 90s, WWE was held together with duct tape and hope.
Oh, it was WWF. Let's get it right. And I went, I remember going, WWF. I remember going 1988, 89, maybe, maybe 90, going to a WWF event here in Indy. When Market Square was still a thing.
Yeah.
And my favorite part of the whole thing is that Macho Man was there and he had just broke up with Elizabeth and Scary Sherry was fighting and stuff like that. And they were fighting Sting, I think. And
no,
at one point they're in a cage.
Could not have been Sting if it was
WWF. No, it was Ultimate Warrior. Yeah. So
they look alike.
They're in the cage and Scary's tries climbing up the stage, right? And the thing was, he was supposed to, Ultimate Warrior supposed to grab her and pull her down. So he reached up in front of her and just yanked down, got her dress, and just right through her waist.
And Reinhold is like, and that's a core memory.
Core memory. Because I was actually at that moment looking at the event through binoculars when I saw it.
He's like, this is perfect.
So like, you guys don't understand with your 4K and your GoPros.
See, the meme is that Reinhold was there when Bruno Sammartino was still champion. So
that's a meme there. Photoshop Reinhold.
I remember sitting Saturday morning watching Dick the Bruiser on Saturday morning wrestling or Sunday morning wrestling. I remember those days.
Yeah,
Reinhold had a poster of the original Nature Boy on his wall.
Yeah, Ric Flair maybe.
Christy goes, "Oh my God, I went to a wrestling thing at MSA looked at." Funny thing is, I also went to a wrestling event at Mark Sterling a long time ago. Ooh, what if we all were there at the same time?
Because we're the same one.
Yep.
I think you guys would remember yank down.
I mean, I wasn't born in the '80s.
I was, probably, really, probably don't remember the yank down.
You don't know. I mean, there were kids there.
I don't remember a yank down.
No, he was too busy watching the mega powers explode.
I always loved, at the time it was WWF and NWA were the two big ones. They would have the two different, so like Sting was in NWA and Nature Boy, Ric Flair and the Four Horsemen and everything were in that group. Mm-hmm. And I used to watch those and then WWF started getting much more production heavy and a lot less just having a good time thing. So that's when I think I started kind of a drifting over to the NWA.
Oh, WCW, NWO. NWA was a rap group.
No.
NWA used to be a wrestling association.
it became WCW. About
the, okay, yep. All right, okay.
And then
WCW, then they merged with WWF, and then became WWE because WWF World Wildlife Fund was
and then the NWA became a thing again, and then their title went to TNA. And their title is in the TNA lineage of titles.
Mm. Okay, all right.
Yeah, the old NWA was Ric Flair and what's his name? The one guy, Rick Armisen, the guy who ended up like killing his wife at some point.
You don't understand how little that is.
I know there's a whole mystery behind Elizabeth's death, but.
And then the whole mystery of Macho Man's death and that conspiracy theory, which is a whole other thing.
I thought he just has natural causes.
The conspiracy theory is that he was in a relationship with Stephanie and they kind of forced him off the road and he died. Yeah, there's actually a massive conspiracy about that he was having... He was doing stuff with Stephanie McMahon in real life. Yeah, there's a lot of weird wrestling conspiracy theories that exist.
I thought Macho Man died to save us from the apocalypse.
If only.
Oh, I was a huge, by the way, I can't remember his name. Roddy Piper.
Oh, yeah.
He was hilarious to watch.
Did you guys ever watch OVW, like the Ohio Valley Wrestlers?
Before they went to WWE or before that?
Yeah, it was my thing to watch. I didn't
watch. Yeah, it's awesome.
It was.
Yeah.
The storylines were like crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, and it was, I don't want to use the word grounded. I think that's the worst word for it, but... Yeah. It was like Christy goes, Macho Man was a car accident in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My favorite thing about Ric Flair, though, when I was growing up, he knew.
Don't be on airplane. Don't be on airplane. Oh.
He had that long white hair, right?
Uh-huh.
The long flowing. It was really white hair. So he would always do something to get cut on the forehead or something. I don't think it was always real. I think sometimes it was fake.
Oh, no, no.
He would always get the blood.
Oh, it wasn't fake. Hair. He just cut himself a lot.
Yeah.
He would do it so that he would get the hair, because it was such a look that he knew that he could get attention for it. So
it's not as bad as Abdullah the Butcher, his forehead looks like. Oh God, it looks terrible. Because he just cut himself so much.
Right. I'll let his hitting Jake the period snake. Of wrestling love with Jake the Snake, Brutus, and Barbara the Beefcake. Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah. Oof. Legends. These are old.
I remember meeting the Ultimate Warrior. Which
was the time?
Rumor that it was the third one.
Yeah. That's fair.
But I met him. We were supposed to meet him. He was at a Children's Palace when those existed. And so we were in line to meet him. We were in his long line. And it started getting to the point where he had to go for a plane. He had to get a plane. He couldn't stay past a period of time. So all the people in line were getting screwed a little bit. So he came out and he shook everybody's hand in that line as he walked out. And literally I put my hand up to put it in. My hand's not small. My hand's not a small hand. It was like he was grabbing, like I was grabbing a thumb. That's how big his hand was on mine. It was freaking huge, this guy. And you don't think about it because he's next to these other big people. And in comparison, they kind of look the same. But no, this guy was huge.
Yeah.
It's like when you're watching Rocky 2 or Rocky 3 and you see the Hulk going up against Rocky and you realize how short Sylvester Stallone is.
Yeah.
Rocky's just like towering, he's like towering down over him.
Any of the images you see of Andre the Giant with regular everyday things of him like holding a can of beer and he's holding it with two fingers because it just doesn't fit.
It's comical.
Yeah.
Andre really was like my favorite. He was a sweetheart and He was always the bad guy, you know, but the heel, mm-hmm. whatever. But he was in real life one of the sweetest guys ever.
Oh, if you really want to see some Andre stuff, he wrestled a lot in Japan in the 80s. He traded the title back and forth with another prolific Japanese wrestler, Tonio Inoki. And they
wrestled a bunch. He got to a point where he couldn't do it anymore because his back just hurt so bad. He was filming Princess Bride, he couldn't hardly do some of that stuff. He had to, like, when he caught what's her name, when she fell, when she jumped, mm-hmm. He didn't actually, that was all kind of, he didn't actually catch her. Like, he could have 10 years earlier probably, but his back was hurting so bad he didn't want to do it, so they had it kind of staged up a little bit so he could grab her so it didn't hurt him.
That makes sense. I mean, yeah, wrestling is have you ever seen Hulk Hogan try to walk anywhere? He destroyed his spinal cord by dropping on his butt the whole time.
Yeah, watch a macho man get hit over the head by a honky tonk man.
I remember that. That was one of the
what were they called?
WrestleMania. It was like WrestleMania 4 or 5 or something. I remember.
That's the start of the build for the Mega Powers exploding.
I remember watching WrestleMania 3 when Hogan picked up Andre the Giant over his head and body slammed him. That was when wrestling became a thing, was that moment, that iconic moment. Man. We used to get all the wrestling events, pay-per-view, watch them. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Then the dark time came up.
Then the dark time came.
I don't know. It just became a little bit too, like, when I was watching it, you knew it was fake, but it was plausible, right? It was like they were doing storylines and stuff, and they weren't like so scripted that it was like it was stilted and you couldn't believe it, you know. Mm-hmm. And crazy things were happening. It was just stuff was happening. Then they, you know, like, okay, we're going to get in here, and I'm going to pretend to, you know, then we're going to go this, and then we're going to do the turn. But it wasn't like so scripted. Mm-hmm. But then it started getting to much more production value, much more larger than life. I think it lost something. It lost some of the realness that they were portraying. That actually did. They were getting hurt. They were actually doing some of those moves and stuff before. So,
Ronald, you would love MJF. You would love MJF so much.
Yeah, I think a lot of it that like got me was like also realizing like how much while I may cared and loved a lot of people who were watching do these amazing stunts and finding out that the companies behind these people did not give the same love
and treated them like disposable soldiers,
you know.
They did not give a single fuck.
You saw Kevin Hart's was it Kevin Hart? It was the main Hart brother. I can't remember his
name. Bret Hart?
Bret Hart, yeah. Bret Hart They did a documentary with him when he went behind the scenes and they did all the stuff behind the scenes, showed footage and everything of him getting kind of screwed over by WWF and that sort of thing. So
Brett got screwed
over. That was great. And that was before his brother died.
Yeah, it was before Owen passed.
Yeah,
and even then, Owen got screwed over because Brett left, and they were purposely giving him a terrible gimmick, which led to what happened.
Right.
Yeah.
And they kept the pay-per-view going afterwards.
Yeah. If you ever get a chance to watch that documentary, it's very good. I recommend it highly.
Yep.
You can see how they were just the people who were doing it were just screwed over so much.
Yep. All right. Before we get into, apparently we need to do a Monday and just do a wrestling episode. I'll put it on the calendar.
It's the one thing we all like. All right.
We'll do a wrestling episode. Okay. All right.
We're a wrestling podcast from now on.
Ronald, I need you to react to this promo from MJF and tell me you don't believe him.
You know what, Christy? Communicate with me. We'll send you the link. See if you want to jump on too. All right.
Here, check out this promo that Jake the Snake Roberts cut legitimately 2 years ago in AEW. That's not even a joke. He came out and cut a fucking killer ass promo. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to stay away from certain newer wrestling promotions because it's really good.
It's good, and I don't want to be invested.
Ryan is like, I got things to do.
I got life, man.
Yeah, I got Baldur's Gate 3 to play. I've got Strange New Worlds to finish watching.
Yeah, I'm not going to play Baldur's Gate. I hear it's good. I'm glad it's good.
Play, you can get four people to play together.
Here's the funniest thing for me.
Each their own characters.
As soon as Harry picks up Guild Wars 2, right on switches off.
No, no, I'm still playing Guild Wars 2. Don't get that twisted. And I saw him post a picture. I saw a screenshot of Guild Wars 2, but there ain't no way that's recent because that's old Lion's Arch.
That is old Lion's Arch.
That's an old picture.
That's old Lion's Arch picture. Sure is.
I'm not getting fooled by that one. I remember when it used to look like that too. Yeah. Before Living World Season 1.
Yep. It's old. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. All right. So. Everyone, thank you. If you listened this far in the episode, you're a true fan, especially if you got past all of the wrestling stuff. Let's see. Okay. All right.
Brian, you missed it earlier. He said he watched some of the clips from the crossover episodes and he's liking it and he might give it a shot. You don't want to push him away from it now that he's getting approaching. So he's approaching. No sudden movements. Don't scare him. Let him come to it.
Just saying, there's just so much crap in front of it. It's kind of like, oh man, I don't know. Man.
See, here's the compromise, right? The moment Reinhold starts to watch Cowboy Bebop, Harry watches Strange New World. That means that now it's all predicated on Reinhold for you to watch the series. And we've been complaining about you not watching it. It's his fault then.
Yep, it's all his fault. Yeah, I'm getting more epic.
I'm not asking him to go outside genre that he likes.
Neither am I.
No, we aren't asking you either.
But neither am I. It's in your genre.
Okay.
Do you like jazz music?
I like good jazz music. I don't like people thinking they're good at jazz and then sucking really hard at it. You know what I mean? There's a movie called That Thing You Do. There's some jazz music in there. That's the type of jazz I'm talking about. I like that jazz. I don't like some of this. In Spinal Tap, they were trying to do jazz fusion. You know, that stuff. No. We're not going there.
Clearly, Reinhold's taste in music is up to interpretation. All right. Anyway, so thank you. Especially if you've made it this far, on Reinhold's cope and not wanting to watch Cowboy Bebop, we thank you. Tune in next week where I will annoy Reinhold with some. We're going to get kind of close to the sun with politics next week. So. I apologize, but it's too good to pass up, but I can't wait. I got to hit Reinhold with this. This is hilarious. This will be fun. But so that will be at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Twitch/WeAreLibertarians, as in little R, and then we're also on YouTube.com/WeAreLibertarians. That's the regular R A-R-E. So, yeah. Come hang out with us live, chat with us. Remember, all these people that are communicating with us in the chat room, and they're like, these aren't super chats. They're not handing us money. We're just hanging out, talking, and having a conversation. So please, you know, I appreciate you download the podcast and listen to this. You're all 250 of you who download this thing on a regular basis. I thank you. You guys are amazing. I just kind of want you to come out and hang out live, though. So, you know, but still download. If this is what you want to do, do what you want to do. This is fine. But,
Harry's an extrovert. He likes to talk to people. So the more people are here, the happier he is. So he can talk to more people at once.
Yeah, I want to talk, hang out. It's more fun this way. But anyways, so before it gets too long of the truth, I can't say goodbye. Everyone say goodbye.
Have a great one, guys.
What? One guess? What?
Say goodbye. I said have a great one, guys.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Do some ASMR before we leave.